各位亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，大家平安。
Peace to you, dear brothers and sisters.
首先，让我们一起来读一段主的话语。
As we begin, let's read a passage of the Lord's words.
耶利米书第三十一章。
Jeremiah chapter 31.
耶利米书三十一章，我们要来读第三节。
Jeremiah chapter 31, let's read verse 3.
古时耶和华向以色列显现说，我以永远的爱爱你，因此我以慈爱吸引你。
The Lord appeared to him from afar, saying, I have loved you with an everlasting love, therefore I have drawn you with loving kindness.
我们再读耶利米书二十九章第十到第十四节。
And also Jeremiah chapter 29, let's read verses 10 through 14.
耶和华如此说，为巴比伦所定的七十年满了以后，我要眷顾你们，向你们成就我的恩言，使你们仍回此地。耶和华说，我知道我向你们所怀的意念是赐平安的意念，不是降灾祸的意念，要叫你们末后有指望。你们要呼求我，祷告我，我就应允你们。你们寻求我，若专心寻求我，就必寻见。耶和华说，我必被你们寻见，我也必使你们被掳的人归回，将你们从各国中和我所赶你们到的各处招聚了来，又将你们带回我使你们被掳掠离开的地方。这是耶和华说的。
For thus says the Lord, when 70 years have been completed for Babylon, I will visit you and fulfill my good word to you to bring you back to this place. For I know the plans that I have for you, declares the Lord, plans for welfare and not for calamity, to give you a future and a hope. Then you will call upon me and come to me and pray to me, and I will listen to you. You will seek me and find me when you search for me with all your heart.I will be found by you, declares the Lord, and I will restore your fortunes and will gather you from all the nations and from all the places where I have driven you, declares the Lord, and I will bring you back to the place from where I sent you into exile.
我们最后读诗篇第126篇第四节到第六节。
Lastly, let's read Psalms chapter 126, verses 4 through 6.
耶和华啊，求你使我们被掳的人归回，好像南地的河水复流，流泪撒种的必欢呼收割，那带种流泪出去的必要欢欢乐乐的带禾捆回来。
Restore our captivity, O Lord, as the streams in the south. Those who sow in tears shall reap with joyful shouting. He who goes to and fro weeping, carrying his bag of seed, shall indeed come again with a shout of joy, bringing his sheaves with him.
好，我们低头做一个祷告。
Let's bow for a word of prayer.
我们亲爱的主耶稣啊，感谢你是用永远的爱来爱我们。
Dear Lord Jesus, we thank you because you have loved us with an everlasting love.
你也常常对我们说恩言，你也天天眷顾我们，与我们同在。
You often speak your words of grace to us, and every day you are with us.
亲爱的主啊，今天早晨我们要从你的话语中来找到你自己。
And so, Lord Jesus, from within your words, we want to come and find you.
主啊，求你让我们因为摸着你自己，我们就能站在你永远的应许上。
And through touching yourself, Lord, may we all stand upon your promises.
让你对我们心中一切美好的应许都能应验，也能实现在我们的生活上。
May all your good promises come to pass and be fulfilled in our lives.
我们这样诚心的祷告是奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray this with all the sincerity in your most precious name. Amen.
Amen. 我们都知道啊，时间是神的仆役。
We know that time,
为的是要完成神的旨意。
Time is God's servant in order to accomplish God's will.
我们都活在时间的轨道中向前行驶。
We all live within the track of time as we move forward.
一年过一年，一代过一代，一转眼2021年已经在我们的背后了。
Year after year, generation after generation, it passes by. In a blink of an eye, 2021 is already behind us.
面对新的一年，没有人知道今年还会发生什么事情。
As we face a new year, no one knows what will happen.
没有人想到两年以前一个病毒就改变了全人类的生活。
No one would have imagined that just one small virus would change all of human life.
但是我们知道一件事，环境会改变，朝代可以更换，人也会失败，但是神的旨意永远不改变。
But we know that circumstances can change, dynasties and generations will also change, people can fail, however God's will never change.
他向我们所应许的一切话也一定会应验，因为他的话是安定在天，直到永远。
All of his promises will surely be fulfilled because his word will remain forever in heaven.
更宝贝的是，神的爱对他的选民是永远不改变的，因为他是以永远的爱来爱我们。
And what is even more precious is that his love will never change because he has loved us, his people, with an everlasting love.
就像我们一开始读的第一处经文，耶利米书31章第3节说，古时耶和华向以色列显现说，我是以永远的爱爱你们，因此我以慈爱吸引你们。
Just like the very first passage that we read in Jeremiah 31:3, the Lord appeared to him from afar, saying, I have loved you with an everlasting love, therefore I have drawn you with loving kindness.
这个是神宝贝的应许，而且你看啊，这一个英文呢是 I have loved you, 说我已经是以永远的爱来爱了他的选民。
This is God's precious promise. In English, it's in the past perfect tense, meaning that he has already loved us.
他不会，他也不能因为他指明以色列人的失败和被盗而有所改变。
He will not and cannot change just because of the apostasy of the Israelites.
虽然他会暂时的拆毁他们，使他们被掳，但是呢，他仍然以慈神爱所来引导他们。
Even though he will temporarily discipline them, like tearing them down and allowing them to be taken captive, but he will still continue to draw them with his cords of love.
到了日期满足的时候，他会再把他们带回来，而且要永远的建立他们。
And when the time is fulfilled, he will bring them back and he will build them up.
因为他的慈爱和选召，恩赐和选召是不会后悔的。他既然拣选了我们，他就爱我们到底。
For his loving kindness and his calling have no regrets. Since he has chosen us, he will love us until the uttermost.
神有他做事的时候，但是他也需要人来跟他配合，来工作。
God has his time for his work, but he also needs man to cooperate with him, to work with him.
所以他就在每一个时代中兴起一般人来关心他的旨意。
So in every age, he is calling for a group of people to do according to his will.
对他的话认真，在他的话语中寻求他，祷告他，他就会把他这个旨意向这一般人启示。
He's calling for a group of people who will take his word seriously, who seek him in his word, who pray to him, then he will reveal his will to this group.
使神的旨意借着这一般人的祷告和配合就能成就在地上，像但以理一样。
So that through the cooperation of this people, of their prayers, God's will can be done on earth just like with Daniel.
在这个新的一年，也是在这个末世中，但愿我们就能够成为这一般人来成就神的旨意。
And hopefully in this new year that we will be this group of people who will accomplish God's will.
但愿他成全美好可喜悦的旨意能借着我们这一般人能够成就。
May God's good and perfect will be accomplished through this group of people.
今天我想从耶利米书中来和大家分享一个题目，叫做日子将到。
Today I'd like to share on a topic from the book of Jeremiah. This theme is called the time or the days will come.
耶利米书很长，一共有52章，但是在29章和31章中呢，有几处啊 指标性的经节，例如说在31章中啊，有三个日子将到。
The book of Jeremiah is very long. There's 52 chapters. However, there are some chapters that are milestones, like chapter 29 and 31. And in chapter 31, there are three phrases when it says the days will come.
第一个日子将到是在31章的27节。
The very first, the day will come, is in chapter 31, verse 27.
那里说日子将到，我要把人的种和牲畜的种播种在以色列家和犹大家。
It says that the days are coming when I will sow the seed of men and the seed of beasts in the house of Israel and in the house of Judah.
意思就是说主要重新的栽植和建立以色列和犹大。
Meaning that the Lord will once again replant Judah and Israel.
第二个日子将到是在31章的31节。
The second day will come is in chapter 31 verse 31.
那里说日子将到，我要以色列家和犹大家另立新约。
There it says, the days are coming when I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and with the house of Judah.
第三个是在31章的38节上半，日子将到，这城，就是指耶路撒冷，必为耶和华建造，必为耶和华建造。
And the third time is in chapter 31, verse 28. It says, the days are coming when this city, Jerusalem, will be built for the Lord, the first half.
所以今天早晨我要借着这三个日子将到的信息分成三个部分。
And so with these three days are coming, I want to separate this sharing today into three parts.
第一段是被掳七十年为满。
The first is that the 70 years of captivity have been completed.
第二是一件新事另立新约。
And the second point is a new thing or a new covenant.
第三个是建造新耶路撒冷。
And the third point is the building of the new Jerusalem.
根据圣经，这每一段都有一个祷告。
And according to scripture, every section here has a prayer.
但以理的祷告。
There's Daniel's prayer.
西面亚拿的祷告。
Simeon and Anna's prayer.
最后还有我们的祷告。
And lastly, there's our prayer.
但愿在这新年开始的时候，我们每一个人都有一个新的看见，在我们的生命中也有一个更新的起头。
In this new year, I hope that every one of us will have a new vision and have a new beginning.
我们先看第一点，被掳七十年为满。
Let's look at the very first point. The 70 years of captivity have been completed.
以色列的北国啊，因为背叛背逆神，就被掳就亡国了。
Now, the northern kingdom of Israel, because of the rebellion, they were taken into captivity.
但是南方的犹大国呢，还是不汲取教训。
However, the southern kingdom of Israel, they did not heed the warnings.
神虽然多次差派先知从早起来警戒他们，而且还给他们机会，但是呢，他们仍不悔改。
Although God sent prophets to warn them many times from very early on and gave them many opportunities, and yet they did not repent.
所以在西底家王十一年的时候，南方的犹大国就亡国了，全部都被掳到巴比伦去了。
And so in the 11th year of King Zedekiah, the southern kingdom of Judah completely fell and was taken captive to Babylon.
但是在耶利米书二十九章十节中间，我们看到啊，因着神永远不改变的爱，纵使神的子民被掳了，还是有一个期限的，就是七十年为满。
In Jeremiah 29 verse 10, we see that because of God's unchanging love, even if God's people are taken into captivity, there is a time limit of 70 years.
七十年满了以后呢，主要眷顾他们，要向他们成就他的恩言，使他们仍然归回此地。
And so after the 70 years are fulfilled, the word of the Lord promised that they would return back to their original place.
就像一个父亲管教自己的儿女，孩子不听话要管，但是这个是爱。
Just like a father disciplining his children, when the child is disobedient, there needs to be discipline, but in that discipline it is love.
管教是手段，过程是暂时的，的目的呢是要挽回。
This discipline is a process, it's a temporary one, and the purpose is so that the child would return.
所以在耶利米书31章的27到28节那里是这样，耶和华就如此的应许他们。
And so in Jeremiah 31, 27 to 28, there the Lord had given a promise to them.
他说，我要把人的种和牲畜的种 播种在以色列家和犹大家。
The Lord declares, when I will sow the house of Israel and the house of Judah with the seed of man and with the seed of beast.
你注意听啊，他说我先前怎样留意将他们拔出拆毁毁坏倾覆苦害。
Please pay attention. As I have watched over them to pluck up, to break down, to overthrow, to destroy, and to bring disaster.
也必照样留意将他们建立栽植。
So I will watch over them to build and to plant.
这是耶和华说的。
This is what the Lord declares.
所以神啊，把他们拔出来啊，不是随随便便的，他是留意留心的把他们拔出来的。
And so when God is plucking, pulling out and tearing down, it's not a matter of randomness. He's doing it with care and attention.
他是出于爱的，他是有计划和有目的的。
He doesn't...
所以日子将到呢，他还要留意把他们重新栽植，把他们重新建立。
He does this out of love with a plan and purpose. And so the day will come when God will take heed to build them and plant them again.
因为神向他子民所怀的意念是赐平安的意念。
Because God's thoughts for his people are thoughts of peace.
绝对不是降灾祸的意念，目的是要叫他们末后有指望。
It's not for disaster. It's so that in the end that they will have hope.
但以理呢，是在那个第一批被掳的人中。
Daniel was among the first group of captives.
他人虽然被掳到巴比伦去了，但是他的心啊仍然在耶路撒冷。
Even though he was taken as a captive to Babylon, but his heart was still in Jerusalem.
他家楼上的窗户啊，是开向耶路撒冷的。他一天三次双膝跪下，在神的面前祷告，感谢。
The upstairs window of his house was opened up towards Jerusalem, so that every day, three times a day, he would kneel down and pray towards God and give thanks.
不管环境如何，数十年如一日，从来没有改变，从来没有间断。
Regardless of the circumstances, it remained the same for decades without change or interruption.
但以理不但是一个祷告的人，他还是一个读主话的人，像但以理书九章二节告诉我们。
Not only was he a man of prayer, but he was also one who read the word of God, just like what it says in Daniel 9 verse 2.
当他读到先知耶利米书论到耶路撒冷荒凉的年日年数70年未满的时候，
When he read from the prophet Jeremiah that when the days of captivity of 70 years are fulfilled,
这个就是在耶利米书25章12节和29章10节所提到的。
This is mentioned in Jeremiah 25:12 as well as 29 verse 10 through 14.
他算一算日子啊，哦，现在是大力乌王元年，巴比伦刚刚灭亡啊，70年未满喽。
So he counted the days. It happened to be the first year of King Darius, and that is the 70 years just as Babylon had been taken, had been destroyed through King Darius.
被掳的时候十几岁，现在已经八十几岁了，我也被掳了70年了。
When he was taken captive, he was in his teens, and now he's in his 80s. It has been 70 some years.
日子到了，
the days have come.
神果然刑罚了巴比伦，报应了他们，现在马代王大力乌取代了。
And now God had punished Babylon and had avenged himself upon them, and they were replaced by Darius the Mede.
所以他就起来啊，照着这个耶利米书29章12节到13节的应许啊，他就祷告。那里应许是什么呢？
And so he got up, and according to the Lord's promise written in Jeremiah 29:12-13, what is that promise?
你们要呼求我，祷告我，我就应允你们。
You are to call on me and pray to me, and I will answer you.
你们寻求我，若专心寻求，就必寻见。
Seek me, and if you seek me with all your heart, then you will find me.
耶和华说，寻找我，我必被你们寻见，而且我必把你们被掳的人带回来。
The Lord said, I will be found by you, and I will bring you captives back.
所以他就迫切地照着神的话祷告呼求，并且专心寻求神。
And so he prayed and cried out earnestly according to God's word.
这是就是在但以理书九章三到二十节中的祷告。
This is a prayer that we can find in Daniel chapter 9 verse 3 to 20.
但以理啊，他向着主的话是认真的，主的话怎么说，他就怎么做。
Daniel was very sincere towards God's word. Whatever God's word said, he did.
他不但祷告，并且认罪悔改，披麻蒙灰，尽实地向神祷告呼求。
He not only prayed, he confessed his sins and repented. He was clothed in sackcloth and ashes, fasted to God in supplication and prayer.
因为这个祷告是照着神的应许，而且合乎神的心意，所以这个祷告立刻就蒙了神的应允啊。
Now this prayer was in accordance with God's promise and with God's will, so it was immediately accepted.
不但是在他祷告的时候，神就迅速地差遣天使长加百列来按手在他的身上，告诉他你的祷告蒙垂听了。
And so while he was praying, God sent an archangel, the angel to come and lay his hands on him as he was praying.
并且启示了他更大的意象，就是七十个七。
And God also revealed to him an even greater revelation, a greater vision of the 77s.
就在这个时候呢，神也感动波斯王古列的心啊，下诏。
And at the same time, God was stirring up the heart of Cyrus, king of Persia.
让以色列人回耶路撒冷去，重新建造耶和华的殿和耶路撒冷城，所以才有了以色列人第一次的回归。
And so at this time, he issued an edict to let the Israelites go back to Jerusalem, and so we have the very first group of remnants who went back.
这就说出了神果然答应了但以理的祷告成就了。
So we see that God had accomplished the prayers of Daniel.
你知道这个回归啊，也为着基督弥赛亚的第一次来临铺了路。
This return back to Jerusalem also set the way for the return of our Messiah, of the Messiah the first time.
神这个很大的、远大的这个旨意啊，是需要人照着他的话的配合才能成就的。
And so God requires the cooperation of man's prayer for his will to be accomplished.
做事的是神，但是人能够做的呢，就是要祷告，要呼求，而且要专心的来寻求他。
It is God who works, but what he needs are people who pray, who cry out and seek him with all their heart.
今天我们向着神的话，是不是这样的认真呢？
Are we also serious and diligent with God's word today?
还是知道说啊，主的话语里面有很多的应许，可是我呢，并没有找到，也没有得到这个应许。
Or do you only know of his promises in his word, but you haven't sought for it and you haven't found it?
就是像你知道啊，啊，这个珍宝啊，是在那里，但是呢，你又不去寻找它，你知道有什么用呢？就跟你没有知道，没有得着珍宝一样。
It's just like you know that there is a treasure there, but you don't go look for it, you don't seek it. It's as if you don't even know where it is or what it is all about.
我们的主有一个特点呢，他很喜欢我们这些人呢、啊，在他的话语中来寻找他。
There is a very interesting characteristic of our Lord that he desires, he likes people to come and look for him in his word.
寻找他好像寻找那个珍宝，要直到找到。
You seek for him like seeking for treasure until you find him.
在箴言二章第四节说啊，寻找他如同寻找银子，搜求他如同搜求隐藏的珍宝。
In Proverbs, it tells us that we are to seek her as silver and seek her as hidden treasure.
我们亲爱的主就是那个银子，就是那个隐藏的珍宝，我们需要专心的来寻找才能够找得到。
Our Lord Jesus, he is that silver, he is that hidden treasure. You need to seek for him with all your heart before you can find him.
新年开始的时候，让我们每个人都问一问自己啊，我们有没有爱慕他，像爱慕寻找珍宝一样呢？
And so in this new year, we need to all ask ourselves, do we seek after him as if seeking for hidden treasure?
但愿在新的一年中啊，年轻的、年老的，我们都重新得回我们的心来爱慕他，在他的话语中来寻找他和他的面。
I hope that in this new year, for the young as well as for the older, that we will all seek for him in his word so that his promises can be fulfilled to us.
因为他告诉我们说啊，你们寻找我，若专心寻找呢，就必寻见，好使他为我们这一切的应许啊，能够实现应验在我们的身上，像但以理一样。
Because he has promised us that if we seek him with all our hearts, then we will find him and his promises can be fulfilled, just like he did for Daniel.
我可能 对这个父母说说话哈。如果我们为着自己的儿女被世界掳去，心里忧伤的话呢，要受鼓励。
Now let me speak to the parents. If you are saddened in your hearts because your children have been taken by the world, be encouraged.
这个不是永远不变的，是有一个期限的。70年为满，是有一个时限的。
This is not forever. There is a time limitation. When 70 years are fulfilled, that time will end.
这个日子将到啊，就是我们的盼望。但是我们呢，却要专心的寻求。
This day is coming, which is our hope. However, we need to concentrate. We need to focus on seeking.
当你寻找，当我寻找的时候，我们忽然会发现啊，原来这个问题啊，是在我自己身上，看到神在我身上管教的目的。
When we seek, when I seek, then we realize that the answer actually is within us, that this is the purpose of God's discipline in us.
我们要像但以理一样，起来，认罪，悔改，祷告，也许，那就是我们孩子归回的时候。
We need to rise up like Daniel, confess our sins, repent, earnestly pray, and perhaps that is when our children will return.
最近我听到啊，一些弟兄姊妹的亲人呢、啊，离开主远，远离主多年，或者久不肯信主，最近回到了主的面前。
Recently, I've had heard some news of relatives of brothers and sisters who have been away from the Lord for many years or refused to believe, but recently have returned.
你知道为什么？因为背后这个多年来有爱他们的人一直为他们祷告。
Do you know why?
这是何等的一个鼓励啊！
It is because behind them there are people who have been praying for so many years. This is such an encouragement.
所以这就是耶利米书31章中的这第一个日子将到。对我们的意义。
So this in Jeremiah 31 is the very first day that is coming. This is what it means to us.
我们现在看第二点。
Secondly,
一件新事，另立新约。
Let's like take a look at the second point. A new thing, a new covenant.
旧约中啊，以色列人的回归有三次。后来耶路撒冷呢，城和圣殿也都得着了。修建完成了。
The Israelites returned from captivity 3 times in the Old Testament, and finally we do see that the temple and the city walls of Jerusalem were rebuilt.
但是你若是去读尼希米记，你就发现以色列人虽然外面的城墙修好了。
Then when we come to the book of Nehemiah, we do find that even though the outer city walls were repaired.
但是他们里面的光景呢又堕落了，还是不能遵行神的律法。
But their inward condition still fell. They could not hold fast to God's law.
你在尼希米记13章中就看到百姓与异族通婚，安息日做买卖。
We see in Nehemiah 13 that the people, they intermarried again, and on the Sabbath they were buying and selling again.
甚至祭司跟敌人结亲，把圣殿也污秽了。
And even the priests themselves, they intermarried with their enemies so that they defiled the temple.
所以尼希米就斥责他们，就对付他们的罪。
And so Nehemiah rebuked them and dealt with their sins.
但是因为神永远的爱啊，又差派先知啊，马拉基啊，来责备他们的背道，苦口婆心的劝他们回转。
And so because of God's eternal love, he sent his prophet Malachi to rebuke them for their apostasy, to eloquently urge them to return back to God.
但是因为人里面那个罪恶的本性啊，没有人能够遵行神律法的要求。
But however, we see that because of man's sin within them, their own nature, they could not fulfill the requirements of God.
所以从马拉基书以后啊，神就不再说话了，沉默了400年。
So after the book of Malachi, God stopped speaking, and he was quiet, silent for 400 years.
这一段时期啊，历史上称为沉默期。
And so this period is historically called the period of silence.
但是又因为神永远的爱。
But、
他也知道人的软弱，没有办法自己来遵行神的律法。
But again, because of God's eternal love, he knowing that man is weak and could not obey his law according to himself.
所以他就在时间里面为全人类预备了救恩，就是2000年前他在地上做了一件新事。
So in time, he had prepared salvation for man and did a new thing on earth about 2000 some years ago.
耶利米书31章22节说，被盗的民啊，你反来覆去要到几时呢？看啊，耶和华在地上做了一件新事，就是女子护卫男子。
In Jeremiah 31:22, it says, How long will you go here and there, O faithless daughter? For the Lord has created a new thing in the earth. A woman will encompass a man.
这里的这个护卫啊，是包裹的意思，就是指着童女玛利亚要从圣灵怀孕生出主耶稣说的。
This encompassing here is speaking about how the Virgin Mary, she was going to conceive the Lord Jesus through the Holy Spirit.
这件事是一件新事，在地上，在历史上从来没有发生过的事，但是到主耶稣新约的时候，主耶稣来的时候就得着应验了。
This was a new thing that had never happened before on earth, and yet in the New Testament it was fulfilled when our Lord Jesus was born.
所以在耶利米书31章31节说，耶和华说，日子将到，我要与以色列家和犹大家另立新约。
And so in Jeremiah 31:31 it says, The days are coming, says the Lord, when I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and the house of Judah.
这个 covenant 呢，就像我们这个圣经啊，新旧约就是 testament, 是一个遗嘱。
This covenant is a testament as what we are holding in our hands. It takes effect when the covenant...
什么叫遗嘱啊？
What is a testament?
这个人死了，这个遗嘱就生效了。
When the covenant or the testament of the person dies, then it is over.
所以这个新约就是在主耶稣死，就是在但以理说受膏君被剪除的时候生效了。
And so it is when our Lord Jesus died, like what is spoken of in the Old Testament, when the anointed king is cut off.
也是借着他的复活所保证的，这就是神用他儿子的血、爱子的血所立的。新约
It is also a New Testament that is guaranteed by His resurrection.
这也就是我们在每一个七日的第一日，在主复活的早晨，在这里这一个所拨的饼杯所表示的。
It is also represented by what we do every first day of the week, represented by the bread and the cup.
在这个新约里面呢，神赐给我们四样的福分。
In this new covenant, he has given us four blessings.
这是记载在耶利米书31章33到34节。
This is recorded in Jeremiah 31 verses 33 to 34.
第一项的福分是说，我要将我的律法放在他们里面，写在他们的心上。
The first one is that if I will put my law in them and write it on their hearts.
这个我们说是新约哈，新约和旧约最大的不同是在哪里呢
？And so, what's the difference between the old covenant and the new covenant?
旧约是外面的律法写在外面。
The old covenant is an outer law that is written outwardly.
新约是里面的律法写在我们的心板上。
The new covenant is an inner law written on the tablets of our hearts.
这个写在外面的律法是死的字句。
The outer law is a dead letter.
它在外面要求我们，定罪我们，杀死我们。
It has a demand and it condemns us and it kills us.
但是啊，在我们里面的这个律法啊，是赐人生命圣灵的律，是供应生命，是叫我们活的。
However, the inward law that we have is life-giving spirit. It supplies life and it makes us to be alive.
你知道每一个生命啊，它都有一个律来这一个里头啊，来规律它的生活。
Every life has a law within it which regulates its life.
人犯罪，以色列人不能守，这个问题是什么呢？是这个生命的问题。
Now, for the Israelites, they constantly sinned. Why? The problem is because it's the law of their life.
好像猪的生命啊，就是喜欢脏；羊的生命呢，就是爱干净。
Just like a pig's life, they like to be dirty, and a sheep will like to be clean.
我们要认识人的生命啊，有一个罪和死的律。
And we need to know that for human life, we have a law of sin and death.
无论你如何上进，如何受教育，道德如何崇高，你还是不能逃脱这一个罪和死的律。
No matter how advanced you are, how educated you are, or even how high your morals are, you cannot escape this law of sin and death.
你要知道，在宇宙之间，只有神的生命是神圣的，是不会犯罪的，是不能朽坏的生命。
In this entire universe, only the life of God is divine, sinless, and incorruptible.
这个神的生命里面也有一个律，这个律是最高的律。
In God's life, He also has a law, and this law is the highest.
今天这一个生命的律已经实化在化身在基督耶稣里面，也住在一切相信并接受他的人里面。
Now this law is now embodied in the life of Christ and also comes to be in those whom he dwells in.
使我们能够脱离这个罪和死的律，并且能活出讨神喜悦的生活。
So that we can now escape from the law of sin and death and we can live a life that pleases God.
就像罗马八章第二节所说的，因为赐生命圣灵的律在基督耶稣里释放了我，使我脱离罪和死的律了。
Just like what is said in Romans 8:2, it says, For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has set us free from the law of sin and of death.
你看这个新约是不是好的福气在我们里面？
So isn't it in the New Testament, New Covenant, that we have such great blessing?
第二个福分呢，是我要做他们的神，他们要做我的子民。
The second blessing is that I will be their God and they will be my people.
今天啊，神不只是在是我们的神啊，他更是我们的父。
Today, God is not just our God, but He's also our Father.
我们不是像以色列人在外面做他的子民啊，我们更是他的儿女啊，我们可以呼叫阿巴父啊，这个是何等亲密的一种关系。
We are not like the Israelites being His people outwardly, but today, inwardly, because of life, we are His children. We can call Him our Abba Father, and it's such an intimate relationship.
第三个福分啊，是他们从最小的到至大的都必认识神。
The third blessing is that from the youngest to the oldest, least to the great, they will all come to know God.
你知道，因为这个生命的关系哈，神的儿女从最小到大的都一定会在里面主观的知觉上认识主。
Because of this relationship of life, now from the least to the greatest, they will all come to know their Lord.
好像孩子认识自己的父亲一样。
We know this subjectively because like a child, how they will know their own father.
第四啊，这三点都是因为下面一个原因，因为我要赦免他们的罪孽，不再纪念他们的罪恶。
And the fourth reason, for I will forgive their sins and remember their sins no more. The first three points can come entirely because of this point.
就是因为他赦免了我们的罪，除去了我们跟神之间的拦阻，好叫前面这三样的福分临到了我们。
And now because He has forgiven us of all our sins, He has removed all the obstacles that hinder us from coming to God that we can receive the first three blessings.
今天我们的眼睛要打开啊，这个新约已经赐给我们了。
Today our eyes need to be opened. This new covenant has already been given to us.
所以今天不是苦苦的我要我要我要，是像刚刚诗歌所说的，我们要站在这一切的应许上。
And so today we don't need to strive with great labor, but say I want, I want. But we can just like what the hymn says, stand on God's promises.
不是再去自己苦苦的努力啊，而是相信。并且宣告我们就会得着并且经历这一切话的实际。
Now we don't need to strive to receive it, but we can now stand on it, we can believe on it and declare it so that we can experience it.
我们不要再凭自己的力量来遵行，乃是要活在这个里面的生命之灵的律里面呢，我们就能活出一个得胜荣耀的生活。
We no longer need to do by our own strength, but living in the law of the spirit of life within, we can now live a victorious life.
在我们读经小组里面有人问这个问题，我相信中间可能也有很多弟兄姊妹问这个问题。
There was somebody who asked in my Bible study group this question, and I do believe many of us perhaps have the same question.
我读经的时候啊，有的时候读不懂，而且觉得这个好像不合常理啊，那怎么办呢？
Sometimes when I read the Bible, I don't understand, and there's some things in the Bible which don't make any sense to me. What do I do?
有的人说啊，我信主以后啊，旁边的人说我不像个基督徒，我自己呢也觉得对不起主，甚至就说算了，不要聚会了。 那怎么办？
And then there are some people, after I believed in the Lord, they say, well, you don't look like a Christian. And then I feel sorry towards the Lord to the point where I don't really want to come to the meetings. So what should I do?
感谢主啊，那一周啊，我们这个小组啊，正好每天都有读圣经啊，那个礼拜正好读到约翰福音。主的话呢，就是最好的解答。
And so I thank the Lord because that week we had a daily Bible reading schedule and the Lord's words are the best answer.
你知道在约翰福音第五章三十九到四十节怎么说呢
？And so what does it say in John chapter 5 verse 39 to 40？
你们查考圣经，以为内中有永生。但是呢，你要知道，为我做见证的就是这经。然而你们不肯到我这里来得生命。
You search the scriptures because you think that in them you have eternal life. It is these that testify about me, and you are unwilling to come to me so that you may have life.
你知道读圣经读经跟读经啊不同啊。
You know there's a difference between reading the Bible and reading the Bible.
我们如今不是来到一个死的字句前面，我们乃是来到一位活的主的面前呢。
We are not coming to the dead letter of the word, but we are coming before our true and living God.
我们要借着读主的话，然后呢又跟他祷告，和主一定要有一个双向的交通，活在神的面光中，我们要从主这里得生命。
When we come to Him, there needs to be a two-way fellowship with Him through His Word and through our prayers. We ought to live in the light of His face and receive life from Him.
而且在约翰福音接下去六章三十五节，主也说，我就是生命的粮。
And also in John 6:35, the Lord says, I am the bread of life.
什么叫 bread of life? 生命的，什么叫粮啊？粮呢，就是吃的。你每天吃饭，你有没有懂啊？这个里面What's the content? 你有没有说 How did they cook? 怎么做的？没有，你只要觉得这个食物对我有益，吃进去就是了。
And so bread is food. Every day we eat this food. When you eat of it, do you understand all of its contents, how it was made? No, you just eat of it.
你看我们中间的年轻人长得多好啊，他们又吃鸡蛋，又喝牛奶，又吃牛肉。哎呀，你从来都没有搞清楚这些是什么东西，你不知不觉都长大了。
All of us young, the young people we see here have grown up so well. They eat eggs and meat and they drink milk. They don't know what its content and yet they have all grown up so well.
主的事情也是一样。
It's the same way with the things of the Lord.
生命的粮食啊，只要相信，只要接受，你吃，你喝，你就会长大。
It's the same with spiritual food that you will eat, you will drink, and your life will grow.
你说瘦长大瘦，嘿，长大你自然就懂了。
And when you grow up, when you mature, you will naturally understand.
还有，我们如果借着正常的、不断的吃喝享受。
And you want to have a continual, constant eating, drinking, and enjoying.
让我们基督在我们里面这个生命啊，要成长。
You need to let the life of Christ within you grow.
让主的生命增加，我的那个堕落的生命减少。
The life of Christ needs to increase, and my fallen nature within needs to decrease.
你相信我，自然而然的，你就会长成基督的形象，你就像个基督徒了。
And believe me, naturally, then you will grow into the image of Christ and become like a Christian.
所以啊，是长出来的，不是想办法装出做出来的。
This is grown, not made through what you can imagine.
所以呢，你如果越不像基督徒啊，越要到主这里来得生命，你就越要读主的话，你就越要来聚会，这些是不可缺少。
And so the less of a Christian you are, the more you need to come to Him to have life. It is indispensable to read God's words and to live in the church.
你知道，在这个第二个日子将到啊，就是弥赛亚来临以前那一段我刚刚说的沉默的时期的时候。
And so during this second days are coming, these are during the quiet, the silent days of before the coming of the Messiah.
在地上有一般人啊，在圣经里面特别有两个人，一个叫亚拿，一个叫做西面，他们呢，素常盼望以色列的安慰者来到。
There's a group of people on earth, particularly Simeon and Anna. They had always hoped that they would see the comforter of Israel arriving.
他们不离开圣殿，他们禁食祈求，昼夜侍奉神。
They did not leave the temple. They fasted and prayed, serving God constantly.
在他们离世以前就得以亲眼看到弥赛亚来到地上。
And so before they died, they were able to see the Messiah with their own eyes.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们啊，我们也何等的这一个盼望，我们能也一直活在神与神生命的交通中。
Dear brothers and sisters, how we also desire to live in the fellowship of his life.
并且在他的殿中，就是在他的教会中，忠心的等候迎接弥赛亚的再来。
And we also desire to serve him faithfully in his temple, waiting for the coming of our Messiah.
好，现在我们看第三个日子将到，就是关乎新耶路撒冷的建造。
Now we come to the third day is coming, which concerns the building of the New Jerusalem.
在耶利米书31章38节的上半说啊，耶和华说，日子将到，这城，就是耶路撒冷呢，必为耶和华建造。
The first half of Jeremiah 31:38 says, Behold, days are coming, declares the Lord, when this city, which is Jerusalem, will be rebuilt for the Lord.
你知道因为以色列人的这一个被盗啊，就神就用这个巴比伦人的手啊，把他们掳去了。
Because of the apostasy of the Israelites, we know that God used the hand of the Babylonians to take them captive.
但是也因着在说主对他子民那个永远的爱呢，就借着有一般寻求主之人的祷告，那到了日期满足的时候，又把他们聚集，又把他们带回来了。
But also through a group of people who love him and pray to him, and because of his eternal love, he once again brought them back.
但是你要注意听啊，带回来的目的啊，并不是为他们自己安居乐业。
But we need to pay attention. Bringing them back was not just simply for their own personal well-being.
把他们带回耶路撒冷花了很多的功夫啊，就是要为着神在地上的居所，就是圣殿和圣城耶路撒冷的建造。
To bring them back was for the purpose of rebuilding God's house, God's dwelling place, the city of Jerusalem.
你若是去读圣经啊，It did happen. 这些事情是发生了，他们果然回来建立了耶路撒冷。
And if you read the Bible carefully, you will realize that indeed it happened, that yes, the city and the temple were rebuilt.
那但是我们要把这个用到我们的身上。
But now we need to apply it to ourselves.
你知道神拣选我们，拯救我们，做了他的儿女。
God has chosen us and called us to be his children.
不只是为我们自己的好处，得永生，不至灭亡。
It's not just for our own benefit that we would have eternal life and not perish.
你我被神拣选，你我被神拯救，乃是为着建造天上的新耶路撒冷。你知不知道这件事？
You and I have been chosen and called so that we can come together to build the heavenly New Jerusalem. Do you know that?
地上的耶路撒冷是物质的，啊，是会被拆毁的。
The earthly Jerusalem is physical. It is something that one day can be destroyed.
但是天上的这个耶路撒冷呢，是存到永远的。
But the heavenly Jerusalem will be eternal.
你注意听啊，我们在地上啊，学生为着学业忙碌。
Now pay attention. As students, every day you are busy with your studies.
成年人为着工作，为着事业，为着家庭，为着生活，天天忙碌。
And adults, every day they are busy with their work, their career, with their family, with life.
在我们这个忙碌中间啊，如果我们一生的忙碌不是为着这个目的，不是为着建造这一个天上永远的新耶路撒冷的话呢？
If every day in your busyness it is not for the purpose of building this new heavenly Jerusalem,
有一天你一定会发现这一切都是突然的。
Then you will find
都是虚空的。
One day that all of this busyness was emptiness and vanity.
你就是有亿万的钱财，再多的产业，再高的地位，这不都是大家现在所追求的吗？
Even if you are a billionaire, and no matter how much property you have, how high your status, isn't that what everybody is desiring and working towards today?
Let me tell you the truth. 我告诉你 what is the truth. 两腿一伸都是别人的。
Let me tell you the truth. If you just stretch out your legs, everything belongs to someone else.
我们养育孩子啊，也是这样。
It's the same when you raise children.
如果不把他们带到主的面前，不把他们建造在神的国里，
If you do not bring them before the Lord and build them in God's kingdom,
读再多的书，赚再多的钱，其实都是枉然。
No matter how much more you study or how much more money you make, everything is in vain.
但是好消息是什么呢?
But what's the good news?
今天在地上,我们就可以有份于这一个永存的建造。
Today on earth, we can have a part in this eternal building.
我们都在做,但是今天早上我要 point it out, 我们在做什么?
We are all doing this, but I need to point it out, what are we doing?
在我们得救以后啊，我们这个个人的一方面呢，每天可以借着读圣经，默想主的话。
Now I want to mention for us personally, after we are saved, that each day we read His word, we meditate on His word.
我们可以借着不住的祷告来求问他。
We can pray unceasingly to inquire of Him.
你忙得很辛苦的时候，上班也好，上学也好，停下来一分钟，主啊，我爱你。求你引导我来 study 啊
，and
yeah,
even if you're very busy, you could stop for a moment and say, Lord, I love you. Do help me in my studies and my work.
有的时候唱一首诗歌，有的时候啊，就求告他的名啊，这就像一个属灵的呼吸。我们要主啊，跟主不要断线，要跟他连在一起。
And you can sing a song, you can call on His name, and this is like our spiritual breathing. You need to be constantly connected with Him.
你知道这样子我们在做什么事吗
？And then while you're doing that, what are you doing?
这样子我们能让神的性情来充满我们，这样子我们能让神的生命来改变我们。
You are allowing God's character and nature to fill us, and you're allowing His life to transform us.
其实在我们这个人里面呢、啊。没有什么有价值的东西，我们的成分都不好。
Actually, within us, there's not much of great value. All that is within us isn't very good.
但是一直让主的生命进来呢，我们这个人就改变了。我们这个人里头就有金，有银，就有宝石了。
And the more His life comes into us, the more we are changed, and then what is within us becomes gold, silver, and precious stones.
这样子在生活中的追求啊，绝对不是没有意义的。这个乃是我们在地上来建造属灵的、天上的、永恒的新耶路撒冷。
And then this is definitely not meaningless. It is every day that we are building up that spiritual, heavenly, new Jerusalem while we are on earth.
那么在团体的一面呢
？Then corporately speaking,
我们也要来到聚会中，我们也要参与，我们也要操练和圣徒们在灵中的。配搭建造。
We come to the meeting. We also participate. We cooperate together in the building up of His house.
就像最近周五的晚上，当我们恢复到来会所一起唱诗歌的时候啊，我们大家心里面不是都充满了欢喜和感恩吗
？Just like recently on Friday nights when we came back together to the church building so that we can have Bible study and we sing, our hearts full of joy.
我们开口。大声向主唱诗，真是满口欢呼啊，满舌欢笑啊。
And so as we opened up our mouths to sing, we were so full of joy and laughter.
前天礼拜五聚会，一个弟兄说我要讲几句话。
And a few weeks ago, a brother stood up and said, I want to say something.
我一回来唱诗，就想到好多年前我得救的那个情形，那个喜乐又回来了。
And he said that when I begin to sing, now I think of the joy that I had when I was first saved, it has now come back to me.
所以我们不要小看唱诗。
So don't look lightly on singing.
唱诗都是要开口。
When you sing hymns, you open your mouth.
口开，心就开，心开，灵就开。这一开啊，这个就是灵里的建造。
When your mouth is open, your heart is open. When your heart is open, your spirit is also open, and in that way, you are building.
波饼聚会里面啊，也要开口。
You also need to open up your mouth during table meeting.
我亲爱的啊，我爱你们啊，要操练在。波饼聚会中开口。
Dear brothers and sisters, I do love you, and I do hope that you can all learn to open up your mouth during table meeting.
那我也跟年长的弟兄姊妹也来要讲这个。
Together with the elderly brothers and sisters, I also want to tell you this.
怎么样，大家才能开口呢
？How can we have everyone open their mouths?
因为人多啊。
Because we have so many people.
我们开口啊要短。
When you open up your mouth, your prayers need to be short.
要活泼
needs to be lively
要新鲜
needs to be fresh
要真诚
needs to be true
如果这样
in such a way
这就是建造
this is the building up of the new Jerusalem
你不要小看这个波饼聚会、啊、
don't look lightly upon our table communion meeting
好再说我们礼拜五晚上来在一起读圣经的时候呢
也要用灵。
And again, Friday nights when we come to study God's word, we also need to use our spirit.
属灵的建造嘛。
This is a spiritual building up.
哎呦，你说这个很玄呐、啊，什么叫做用灵啊
？And so perhaps you may say, "Oh, that's so abstract. What does it mean to use our spirit?"
我告诉你
，Let me tell you.
灵是活的。
The spirit is a living thing.
看不见。
You cannot see it.
但是。感受得到
but you can sense it.
主说啊，好像风随着意识吹。
The Lord says it is like a wind. You do not know where it blows.
就是说，你心里面有感动，你就要开口。
That means when you have a moving in your heart, you need to open your mouth.
所以你又要注意了。
So pay attention.
如果轮着你开口呢，就不要长。
So if it's your turn to open up your mouth, don't let it be too long.
这样旁边的人受了感呢，才有机会动。
So that the person who is also moved next to you, they will have an opportunity.
本来他本来心里有感动啊。
Previously, that person had a moving in their heart.
巴拉巴拉巴拉巴拉巴拉，讲了很久啊，他都忘记了，他这个火啊就死掉了。
But because you're still going on and on, the other person who's sitting next to you, they've forgotten what they had, and they forgot that they had a moving in their heart.
懂这个意思啊
？Do you understand?
所以我们你看啊，我们最近有很多经验呢、啊，在礼拜五的查经中啊，如果每一个人呢、啊，你不要长篇呐、啊，我有一点就讲一点。但大家都这样讲，大家的心里都火热哎，你知道吗
？And so we have had practice recently on Friday nights, and so if everybody has a small portion, then everybody is able to have their hearts on fire as they come together.
我们看见预查的人加多了，我们看见来查经的人加多了，哎呀，而且呢，主大家来聚会的时候，在主的话语里面最宝贵的就是摸着主的自己，抓到了主的应许。我们大家的信心都增加了，我们的灵里都复兴了。
We see that there have been more people joining Bible study and pre-study. Everybody is finding the Lord Himself, and so everyone's faith has now been increased.
不要小看这个
，So don't look lightly on this.
这个就是今天实际的，在地上就能够建造在天上那个永恒的新耶路撒冷。
This is a very practical of building on earth that heavenly New Jerusalem.
还有一点呢，今天神的儿女啊，还有很多人呢、啊。是在被掳的光景
There's
不在我们中间
another point that there are many children of God today who are still in captivity who are not among us
尤其是受了疫情的影响、啊、很多弟兄姊妹流失了很多年轻人、啊、哎呀孩子们、啊、人在这心不在这、
There's、
对主的爱冷淡了
There are so many who have been affected by the pandemic some people who are lost even the young people or children at home even if your physical bodies are here your heart is not here
所以弟兄姊妹啊年轻的年长的我们都要看见
And so brothers and sisters young ones old ones we all need to see
你说这个疫情是怎么回事啊
And you ask what on earth are we talking about when we talk about this pandemic
这个疫情其实就是一场属灵的征战
This pandemic is a spiritual battle
仇敌是要利用这个疫情来捆绑神的儿女
The enemy wants to take advantage of this pandemic to keep his children and keep God's children in bondage
他不但在外面拦阻 quarantine不让孩子们来聚会
Not only has he obstructed God's people outwardly through the quarantine, but he prevents us from coming to the gathering.
还有恐惧、担心从里面来捆绑人
Through fear and worry, he binds us from the inside.
我们有的时候看了这些情形啊，真是担心啊。
Sometimes when I look at the situation, I feel worried, I feel discouraged.
但是今天早上我来在这里说好消息啊。
But today I want to give you good news.
你从主的话语里耶利米书你从30章第一节读到33章最后一节这里面满了神慈爱的言语
If you read Jeremiah chapter 30 starting from verse 1 all the way through 33 you see there's full of God's words of loving kindness
他一再的应许我必使他们被掳的归回我也必怜悯他们这是主说的
Constantly the Lord is repeating that I will have mercy on them I will allow them to return
你知道这个他们是谁吗
Who is these them?
不但包括南国刚刚被掳的犹大国
Not only the southern kingdom of Judah who were just taken into captivity
也包括被掳的北国被掳的北国好多年了他们是十个支派都到哪里去了都不知道
Even the northern 10 tribes who have been lost nobody knows who they have, where they have gone
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
So dear brothers and sisters
我们的儿女不管沦落到天涯海角不管他们离开主有多远
So our children whether they are lost to the ends of the earth no matter how far they are
日子将到 主必照他应许的话把他们都带回西安。
The time and the day will come when the Lord himself will bring them back to Zion as he has promised.
所以我们每一个人都要做今天的但以理。
So all of us, we need to be Daniels today.
站在神一切的应许上。
We need to stand on the promises of God.
凭着信心用征战的灵一同来祷告。
And with a heart of faith, in a spirit of warfare that we pray together.
求他释放一切在被掳的情况下，而且是在被捆绑里面的人。
We need to ask him to release all those who are in captivity and in bondage.
包括久不聚会的弟兄姊妹们和我们被掳的下一代都要带回来。
Including those who have not come to the meeting for a long time, including those children who are in captivity, bring them all back.
我们要用温柔的心。
And with a very tender heart.
特别我们年轻人都有一颗温柔的心。
All of our young people, they all have
我们要去关怀那些灰心、冷淡、恐惧、担心的弟兄姊妹和亲人。
We need to bring them back, those who are indifferent, those who are fearful, those who are worried, all of our friends and relatives.
你不要以为你不能够鼓励年长的。
Don't think that you, as a young one, you can't encourage the older ones.
我记得好多年前我服侍一个年轻人。
I remember many years ago, I served a young one.
你看他这个摇摇晃晃的，好像没有什么心啊。
I looked at him, it looks as if he didn't really care.
有一天祖父过世了。
But one day, his grandfather passed away.
他这个爸爸哭得不得了。
And the father, he was very, very sad.
你猜我这个可爱的小朋友说什么？
But you know what this dear young one said?
Daddy, let's pray.
Daddy, let's pray.
他跟他爸爸讲 ,let's pray.
He said to his father, let's pray.
我们都有温柔的心，我们都能把人的心挽回来啊。
We can all have a soft heart to bring back others.
鼓励你的同伴们。
Encourage your companions.
回来参加礼拜五的聚会。
To come back to attend Bible.
还有教会的侍奉。
As well as into church service.
后面有侍奉表啊，我们都要填啊。
We have a service survey in the back.
一同来建造神的圣殿和圣城。
May we all come back to build up God's spiritual house.
而且我们的心不要这样一点点，我们的心要这么大。
Our heart needs to be really big, not very small.
一面我们为本地的圣徒祷告。
On one hand, we pray for the local saints.
我们一面也要用我们的祷告纪念在外地为主传福音的，那是冒着生命的危险为主传福音的。
On the other hand, we also pray for those who are sharing the gospel of the Lord in other places because they are in danger of their own lives.
例如在印度，在尼泊尔，我们亲爱的夏丽丝和 Daisy 姊妹夫妇。
Particularly, the couple, brother Shailesh and sister Daisy, who are in India and Nepal.
这个祷告是什么？像什么呢？
What is this prayer?
就像诗篇126篇四到六节的祷告。
It's just like the prayer in Psalms 126.
哦，耶和华，求你使我们被掳的归回，也叫那些得救的增多，好像南地的河水复流一样。
Restore our captivity, O Lord, as the streams in the south. Those who sow in tears will shall reap with joyful shouting.
你知道主怎么应许我们？
What has the Lord promised to us?
他说，流泪撒种的必欢呼收割。Hallelujah.
It says, he who goes to and fro weeping, carrying his bag of seed, will come back again with a shout of joy.
那个带种，流泪出去的，必要欢欢乐乐的带禾捆回来。
He who goes to and fro weeping will bring his sheaves with him with great joy.
我们只管好好祷告。
We just need to be mindful of praying.
主会负责任把他们带回来，而且像禾捆一般，一捆一捆的带回家来。
The Lord will be responsible for bringing back sheaf after sheaf to bring them all back.
一同回到西安来建造神的圣殿圣城，就是新耶路撒冷。
To return to Mount Zion together to build God's temple and His holy city.
神曾经在圣经里面这样应许我们，这个建造耶路撒冷也是他所要的，所以他一定会成就。
God has told us in His word, He has promised us, and so He will accomplish it.
好，最后我就讲一个小故事来结束我今天的分享。
Lastly, I want to conclude with a short, small story.
从前呢，有一个承包商，这叫做 contractor 啊，他呢帮一个 developer, 帮一个建筑开发商啊，盖房子。
Once there was a contractor who was building houses for a builder, a developer.
很多年了。
For many years.
有一天呢，这个 builder 就跟这个 contractor, 这个开发商就跟这个建筑商说啊，好， 下面这个房子呢是最后一个，盖完了以后呢你就可以退休了。
One day the developer said to the contractor that, okay, this very last house, after you finish building it, then you can retire. We're done.
最后一个，哎呀，那以后没有机会赚钱了。最后一笔，那我能赚的尽量赚。
And so the contractor thought to himself, okay, since this is the last one, then I will not have any more opportunity to earn money, so I'm going to earn as much profit as I can.
就用最 cheap 的材料，偷工减料。
And so he used the cheapest material and cut as many corners as he could.
好了，房子盖好了，到交屋的时候了。
And now the house was built, and it was time for it to be handed over for the sale.
老板对他说。
And the boss said to him,
你辛苦了几十年。
You have worked hard for many decades.
这栋房子送给你。
This last house
退休金
is now given to you as your retirement pension.
哎呀，这个时候这个 contractor 大大的后悔。
And so at this time, this contractor greatly regretted it.
哎呀，如果我早知道这个房子是给我自己盖的，我一定要用最好的材料，我一定要细心的，我一定要全心的把这个房子好好的盖。
If I had only known this beforehand, then I would have used the best material and used the most careful workmanship so that I could build it well for myself.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，
Dear brothers and sisters,
这一位以永远的爱来爱我们的主，
This Lord and Master who has loved us with an everlasting love,
配得我们尽心尽意尽力的来爱他。
He is worthy of our love from all of our heart, all of our mind, all of our strength and soul.
来侍奉他。
To serve him.
让我们用最好的材料来建造。
Let's use the very best materials to build.
就是金银宝石，属天的，属灵的，属神的材料来建造。
Let's use gold, silver, precious stones, the spiritual and the heavenly materials for building.
你知道吗？神为他的殿，他心里多么的焦急啊！
You know, God is very anxious for his own temple.
但愿我们都能用我们的余生，你们的余生很长，我的余生可能一点点，但是呢，我们都要来照着他的蓝图，就是主的话来建造。
May we use all the rest of our lives, perhaps yours is longer than mine, but may we all acquire of his word, use his blueprint, his word to build.
天天在他的话语里面来寻找他，来求问他。
To find him daily in his words, to inquire of him.
一面用征战的灵祷告来对付他的仇敌撒旦，一面我们也积极的有份于这一个荣耀的建造。
On one hand, we have a fighting spirit dealing with his enemy Satan. On the other hand, actively participate in this glorious building.
这个建造不只是为我们的主来建造。
This building is not just for our Lord.
最终我们也要在其中啊，成为他的产业和后池，和他一同承受这一个产业。
But lastly, we are to be in it as well because we are inheritance and we are heirs to join him in this inheritance.
神和人要同住，要完全的联合，在新天新地里，圣城新耶路撒冷要从天而降。
God wants to dwell with man in complete union, and in the new heaven and new earth, in the holy city, he will descend from heaven.
我们要与神永远的一同活在其中啊，这是何等荣耀的盼望。
We will live together with God among it. What a glorious hope this is.
但愿在新的一年里，我们把每一天的日子都摆在这天上永存的建造里。
In this new year, may we spend each and every day in building this eternal building.
让我们一起祷告。
Let us pray.
主啊，感谢你把我们放在时间里。
Lord, we thank you for placing us in time.
你也允许我们有一些所爱的人被掳了。
Lord, you have allowed some of those whom we love to be taken captive.
但是感谢你。
But we thank you.
日子将到。
The days are coming.
你要把他们带回来。
You will bring them back.
也感谢你在时间里来做了我们的救主。
We thank you that in time you have also become our Savior.
哦，主啊，让我们天天到你的话面前来得生命。
Lord, may we daily come before your word to gain life.
叫我们天天把你的话当作粮食，相信接受吃了。
That we will take of your word as our food, that we would believe and take it and eat it.
在新的一年里都让我们长得健壮。
And in this new year, allow us to grow strong and healthy.
主啊，也谢谢你让我们在有限的今生
And thank you that in our days on earth,
能够连于永恒,
that we may be connected with eternity,
在永恒的新耶路撒冷建造中有份,
and that we may have a part, a portion in building of the eternal New Jerusalem.
愿主建造你的教会,
Lord, build your church.
我们这样诚心的祷告, 是奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray this with all our heart. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.